With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Biden is facing blowback on his threat to stop certain weapons being sent to Israel if it invades the city of Rafah. White House correspondent Greg Clugston fills us in.
The president's ultimatum was not well received by Israel, including from former ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren.
Potentially disastrous, extremely dangerous. Unfair.
But at the White House, National Security Spokesman John Kirby insisted on continued support from the U.S.
The arguments that somehow we're walking away from Israel fly in the face of the facts.
Meanwhile, more than two dozen House Democrats sent the White House a letter criticizing the Biden administration's withholding of weapons shipments to Israel. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The United Auto Workers aiming for a victory at a Mercedes-Benz plant in Alabama.
More than 5,000 workers at the facility in Vance, Alabama, and a nearby battery plant will vote next week on whether to join the UAW. The vote comes a month after workers at a Volkswagen factory in Tennessee overwhelmingly voted to unionize. A win at Mercedes would be a major prize for the UAW. The labor union is trying to crack resistance to unions in the Deep South.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The Russian Defense Ministry says Moscow's forces have captured five villages in a renewed ground assault in northeastern Ukraine. AP journalists in the city of Voschansk describe multiple buildings destroyed after Russian airstrikes and barrages of Grad rockets. Catalonia is holding a regional election today whose outcome will reverberate in Spain's national politics. The ballot will be a test both for the strength of the separatist movement in the wealthy northeastern part of Spain and the politics of the prime minister. This is SRN News. Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says her state will not comply with a federal regulation that seeks to override state laws designed to protect children from transgenderism. Sanders has signed an executive order stating that Arkansas will continue to enforce a ban on males using female restrooms and locker rooms in schools. The state is the latest to challenge the Biden administration's efforts to shoehorn transgenderism into the historic Title IX civil rights legislation passed by Congress in 1964. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit by a Maine woman who accused school officials of encouraging her teenage daughter to live as a boy without consulting her. The mother says a school counselor gave their 13-year-old a chest binder and officials were calling her by a new name. U.S. District Judge John Levy acknowledged parents might expect to be informed, but says there's no legal liability. This is SRN News. A new flag for the Gopher State.
Minnesota has unfurled a new state flag atop the Capitol. The flag and state seal were adopted to replace an old design that Native Americans said reminded them of painful memories of conquest and displacement. The new symbols eliminate an old state seal that featured the image of a Native American riding off into the sunset while a white settler plows his field with a rifle at the ready. The seal was a key feature of the old flag. That's why there was pressure to change both. Jason Walker reporting.
Roger Corman, Hollywood's king of the B-movies, has passed away. He was 98 years old. Corman produced such low-budget classics as Little Shop of Horrors and Attack of the Crab Monsters and gave many of Hollywood's most famous actors and directors their start. This is SRN News.